USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans are preparing to get a visit from President Trump shortly. He's going to lunch with them on Capitol Hill to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. As they prepare for his arrival, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is again blaming Democrats for that ongoing shutdown.
And until Democrats prioritize the public interest ahead of political spite, our border will not be secured, and the federal government will remain partially closed.
Meanwhile, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is accusing President Trump of fear-mongering, insisting there is no national crisis at the border. He says Democrats are ready to negotiate on border security, but only after the shutdown is ended. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei says in a speech today, U.S. policies concerning his nation are being dictated by, quote, first-class idiots in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Reports our Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is going to step down when a new Attorney General takes the lead at the Justice Department soon. The former Attorney General under 41st President George H.W. Bush, Bill Barr, has been tapped by President Trump to lead the department following the resignation of Jeff Sessions. A 7-year-old Houston girl, Jasmine Barnes, was laid to rest yesterday after being shot while in the family car on a Houston area highway back on the 30th of December in what police say was a case of mistaken identity.
The Porsche at Washington thanked the large crowd that turned out at the church.
This was a wonderful turnout, and I'm just so grateful for everybody in here. You just don't understand. I didn't think it was going to be this big, but it is big, and it is a celebration, and I just want to thank everybody.
Murder charges have now been filed against two men who apparently fired at the wrong car.
That's USA's Rick Vinson, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former VP Dick Cheney's daughter, Liz Cheney, now a congresswoman from Wyoming, is blasting actor Christian Bale after he referred to her father as Satan while accepting an award at the Golden Globes, Bale having won Best Actor for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
Jenny was speaking on Fox and Friends. A California man's facing grand theft charges after trying to cash in his roommate's $10 million lottery ticket. Police in Vacaville say the man bought a $30 scratcher last month and thought he had won just $10,000. Excited nevertheless, he told his roommates about it. That's when police say one of them bought the same kind of ticket and scratched it and then switched it out with the winning ticket. When the real lotto winner discovered what he thought was a winning ticket was worthless, he filed a police report. The roommate who stole it also discovered the ticket was actually worth $10 million. So he went to the lottery office in Sacramento to collect his money on Monday, but all he collected was a criminal charge as police were there waiting for him when he arrived. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.